Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I was the bearer of Christ consciousness 2000 years ago. And now you are the ones carrying that torch. It is a torch of light that brings change in this world, a world that is in need of change at this very moment. You live in an age of crisis. There is a financial crisis, an economic crisis going on right now. And there's also a crisis of the planet, an environmental crisis going on. You live in the midst of this crisis, but it is also an opportunity for change. Always, when things change on a fundamental level, a lot of old things need to fall away, drastically and fundamentally. You who feel drawn to my messages are one who is leading the way for others. Yes, you have been born in this time on purpose. You wanted to make a change, to be the change that Earth needs right now, that humanity needs. You are the teachers of the new era. It is to you that I give a message of hope and encouragement. I wish to encourage you to take up your role as the teacher that you are. Many lifetimes you have spent on Earth preparing for this time. For now, the planet and humanity are ready for a transformation, an evolution towards a heart-based consciousness that recognizes the oneness of all that lives and breathes on Earth. You have been the carrier of this sense of oneness for centuries. You have been light workers before on Earth. And now the times are with you. Look behind what appears on the surface as negative and bad news. Look behind it all. This is an era of great opportunity, especially for you. Humanity is asked to go within on a deep level, to address the emotions of fear, anxiety, anger that rise to the surface in times of crisis. Now more than ever, humanity needs healing and is prepared to receive healing. You are the ones who are leading the way. You are the teachers of the new era. And I ask you not to be shy about yourselves. Because of all the experiences you had on Earth before, you have become shy and withdrawn about who you are, about the light that you carry within. There is passion in your hearts, in your soul. You long to be the shining light that you are, but you're also hiding from your own power, afraid to step out and show the world who you are, because you carry old memories of being rejected for this, even being persecuted and killed for it. I can see your wounds, your fear and insecurity. But do not be misled by it. You are grand and powerful if you believe in yourself. You have come a long way. Many times you visited Earth and gained experience. You are a mature soul now, an old one, and you wish to share the wisdom of your heart. I want you to look deep inside yourself and feel the passion you were born with, the passion to make a difference. And I ask you not to hide anymore. How do you teach? What is this teaching about that I speak of? It is not about theories, knowledge from books that you convey to others. It's not about preaching or telling people what to do. It is about a vibration that you bring into the world, a vibration of compassion and inner peace. And so, when you address your own darkest parts, your emotions of fear, of anger, of distrust, it is then when you shine a light upon your dark parts that your vibration raises and that you bring a new light into this world. It will be visible in your eyes, in the way you speak or listen to others. And do not hide it. Be as open as you can, for you are beautiful. And it is when you bring this vibration into the world that people are drawn to you. Not because you know the truth or know what is going to happen to them, but because there's a space around you, a space of safety, acceptance, friendliness. They feel accepted around you. And that's what teaching in a new era is about. First accepting the other completely, with both their dark and their light parts, seeing their beauty and encouraging them to see it themselves. Being a teacher in the new era is different from what you may have expected. It is about finding peace deep within and not be led astray by the negativity that is around you. In a sense, it means to let go of the world, to not be of it. But on the other hand, to be open to everyone who wants to be near you and taste of the vibration that you're radiating out into the world. Be in the world, but not of it. How your teaching will look like, what form it will take, is different for every individual. Each one of you has a certain passion, a talent, a longing to do one specific thing rather than another. Your energy, your light, can take many forms, and that is not the most important thing. The most important thing I wish to tell you today is that you are a teacher, that you have come a long way. And I encourage you, especially in these times, not to hide it anymore, to share your wisdom with others, your compassion, your ability to listen and understand to others. That is what is bringing in a new energy in this world. You all have become very sensitive. Your hearts have been opened. In many ways, in this era, the feminine energy is being rebirthed through you. You, the ones who are the first to open up to a heart-based consciousness, recognizing the oneness of all life. You have opened your heart, and as a side effect of this, you take in a lot of the feelings and emotions around you from other people, and the feelings that are simply present in the atmosphere around Earth. This sensitivity of yours can sometimes be a burden. You sometimes absorb so much negativity that you feel down and depressed, and you don't even know where it's coming from. Opening your heart, developing your feminine side, being receptive to energy, is part of the development you're going through. But at this time, it's very important for you to also embrace your male energy, not in the traditional sense, but in a new and higher way. In the past, an aggressive male energy has dominated your history. It was an energy aimed at gaining power and manipulating reality. Generally, you have a bad association with male energy. You think it is always oppressive, aggressive, egotistical. But it's very important to reach out to a new definition of male energy, for you need this in order to balance your feminine, sensitive side. The male energy in its higher form has to do with focus, with setting boundaries around yourself and being very determined in what you want and do not want to enter your energy field. A higher male energy will not let you be completely absorbed by negativity around you. It will set boundaries for you and protect you against it. In a sense, this male energy is like a knight standing at the gate of your energy field, distinguishing between what nurtures you and feeds you and what doesn't. You need to use the male energy within to balance your very sensitive female side. So I ask you to think of the male energy and find within yourself the possibility of a new definition, a new feeling about this. Perhaps you can make an image yourself of a knight or of a warrior in a peaceful way, helping you distinguish between what is right for you and what isn't, and to withdraw if you feel that a certain environment or certain people are not serving your higher ideals. Being a light worker and a teacher means, on the one hand, to be in the world and be open, to spread your vibration, to listen to people and reach out to them whenever they ask for it. But it also means that you know when to withdraw and when to say no, and to take good care of yourself, which is very much needed, especially in these times when the energy can feel very heavy and difficult. Honor yourself and create a space for yourself every day to come back to come back to yourself, to feel who you are. Creating a space for yourself can sometimes be taken literally. Finding a physical space in your house or out in nature where you can feel at ease, where you can completely be with yourself and feel the space inside. For that is what really matters. Inside of you, there's a space. It is a kind of consciousness. You can feel this consciousness, especially in moments of stillness and when you are alone, not bombarded by external things happening, noises or situations. And to find this place of stillness every day is very important. To remain aware of who you are, a teacher and a bringer of light into this reality. So I ask you to find this balance between being by yourself and being in the world, and to feel what rhythm fits you. Use the male energy to distinguish and to determine what is right for you. It is time now for lightworkers to balance the male and the female energies within. In a sense, you have become afraid of your own power. There have been times, very ancient times, in which you yourself took up your power in a way that you later on regretted. These were the ages before Christ, before I came to Earth. They go back to Atlantis and before. But you still have memories of these very old ages, and you never want to misuse your power again. But your reaction has been extreme in a sense. Now you so much want to dismiss your power that you sometimes feel unable to stand up for yourself, to be very clear about who you are and about what you want and do not want. This is regrettable, for you can now become exhausted or depressed by what is happening around you, not finding your way, because you refuse to take up your power, not power in the sense of ruling over others, but your natural power, your natural instincts, your passion, your knowingness. It has become difficult to find a positive definition of the male energy. But I encourage you to find one and to embrace it. For it is by a rebirthing of the male energy also that you will find your own true power again. The female energy connects you to your soul. It is through the feelings that the feminine energy is receptive to, that the soul speaks to you. But you can only truly bring your soul's energy into the world when you know how to protect your energy, how to take your distance when it's needed, how to remain centered and calm in the midst of energies that do not resonate with you. To be the teacher and the pioneer that you truly want to be, you need to embrace both the female and the male aspects of yourself. Take courage in all of this. Things are changing and you are not alone. Many people around the world go through the same process as you are. There are many fellow lightworkers alive now, and you can connect to them from the heart. You are brothers and sisters, and distance in time and space does not matter, nor nationality or race. Feel the field of Christ consciousness, which is now coming closer to Earth. Although it may not be visible in the daily news you read in the newspaper or hear on the television, this field is there. A new consciousness is awakening. I am calling you. I am part of this huge field of Christ consciousness just as much as you are. We are one in this field. We are equal. And I am calling you home, for you can feel home on planet Earth right now, if you remember who you are. If you can truly feel your own divinity and angelic light that flows through you. I love you deeply and reach out to you in this moment. Accept my energy, and I thank you for receiving it.